you to kind of listen while you're coloring. Can you do that, you think? Okay. When you're done, we want to have a look at how well you've colored. All right. Thank you. So you guys go ahead and do that. While the rest of us, if you turn back with me to Luke's Gospel, Luke chapter 1, where we read today from Luke chapter 1. And today we're talking about the three angels of Christmas. And we're talking about how the angels, or possibly even one angel, we know that the first angel was the angel Gabriel. And Gabriel was sent by God from the presence of God to Mary. We know that. But in Luke's Gospel, as we read it this morning, the story began even ahead of that, when it began with Elizabeth and it began with Zechariah. Now, Zechariah was a priest, and he was down that day to go into a very special place, the Holy of Holies. And nobody just went in there. They used to tie a rope around their leg in case that priest wasn't clear in his heart. If he was holding something in his heart, if he was holding a bit of bitterness or a bit of unconfessed sin, and he went into the presence of God, he would be struck, gone. He wouldn't live. And nobody else could go in there, so they'd have to pull him out with a rope. That's how holy God is. And that's how important it is that none of us have unconfessed sin or a root of bitterness or something that's hanging around in our heart. We all need to get rid of it. But when he got in there and he was doing the incense and everything, suddenly Gabriel, the angel, appeared to him on the right side of the altar. And the first thing he said to him, because just like I would, and I think you would, if an angel suddenly arrived in your lounge tonight, he was pretty scared. He was afraid. And the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. Don't be afraid." And he said his name, Zechariah. "God has sent me to give you a message. God has heard the cry of your heart. I know you're old, and I know your wife Elizabeth is old." You see reflections, don't you, of Sarah and Abraham. "And I know that you would love more than anything to have a child. Well, you're going to have a child. You're going to have a son." And not only that, the angel does something amazing. Only a few times in history has God given a name from heaven to a person. We saw it with Adam, of course, and Eve, but we also saw it when he changed Sarai's name to Sarah and Abram's name to Abraham. Those were names given from heaven onto a person, and their names were changed, but they were similar. But now for the first time, the angel gives a name from God to a child, "And you shall call him John. You shall call him John." And when you look at the Hebrew and what that means, there's something significant in John's name. John will be a herald. John will be a proclaimer. And John will bring and turn the people back to God. He will be a great prophet amongst the people. "You shall call him John," a name given to a person from God himself. And then Zechariah, how can that be? A little bit like Abraham. And the angel, interestingly enough, wasn't playing games. And he said, "Because you've tested, because you haven't believed what God has said, you're not going to speak." And sometimes we need to remember that God is holy, and sometimes in the holiness of God, God is calling us to do one thing, and that's to believe. Believe that he sent his son. Believe that he has something amazing for you in your life. He's calling you to serve him. Believe that Jesus can save you from your sins. God is calling us to believe. But because you didn't believe right away, you're not talking, not until later. Then comes an interesting thing. The angel Gabriel comes back again after 6 months. Once Elizabeth's conceived, she's 6 months pregnant. And we've got one or two moms, prospective moms here, by God's grace, who will know what that feels like. And I won't mention names. Carmel. And she was expecting. And what happened is, and we pray for you, Carmel and Nate. We pray for you. God bless you. And what happened was, the angel came to Mary and said, Mary, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, something amazing is going to happen to you. Hail, thou who are the most amazing among women, the most special among women. God be with you. And Mary was afraid. And he said, when she was afraid, and she thought, what kind of greeting is this? The angel said to her the same thing. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Mary, he used her name. God comes to you in times of fear, in times of uncertainty, and God says to you, don't be afraid. And he'll say, Brother Frank, don't be afraid, Phil, when you're feeling it. God gives you the word, do not be afraid. I will fear not. My Redeemer liveth. Whom shall I fear, says the psalmist, and put your name there. Do not be afraid, Mary. But you shall conceive a child of the Holy Spirit. Well, told her a bit later. You'll conceive a child. And you are to give. And now the second name that comes from heaven. The second name within a few months. Another name where heaven is giving the name to the child. And you shall call him Jesus. Yeshua. Which means Yahweh. Redeems us. Yahweh saves us. You shall call him Jesus, Yahweh. God saves us because he shall save his people from their sins. Wow. The name is given to the child before the child's even conceived, but it's a name given from heaven. You shall call him Jesus. And Mary's response was, how can this be? I haven't even known a man. How can I be pregnant? And he said, the Holy Spirit will give you this child. And you will be a virgin when you conceive, but you will conceive a child from heaven and you will call him Jesus. Wow. And then something incredible happens. Something amazing happens. Mary looks at the angel. And she says, behold, I am the bondservant of the Lord. Let it be what God has said. Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Do you know what she was saying? She was saying, I am not married and I will probably be ridiculed. Because people will not understand what is going on. But let it be, God, not my will, but thy will be done. She will even be in danger of being stoned if Joseph was angry and didn't get it. He would take her to the public court. She could even be stoned to death for adultery. Let it be, Lord, according to your word. Do you see the incredible faith and servitude of Mary? And sometimes people will not understand you. They will not understand what you're doing for them or for God's work. They'll get confused by all kinds of things. But as long as you are prepared to say, I don't care if people don't get it. I don't care if people don't understand what my heart is and what I'm trying to do for them. And if they even criticize me or throw stones at me, I don't care. Lord, let it be. I am your servant. Not my will, but thine be done. Isn't that beautiful? We see that in the Christmas story. And then we see another angel come. The night the shepherds were in the fields. And the glory of the Lord shone around and they were afraid. And again, the angel said to the shepherds, shepherds, do not be afraid. Do you see the refrain? Do you see the constant message coming from the angels to the people. He's saying through the messengers of God, do not be afraid. Do not fear when people don't understand you. Do not fear when people don't get what's going on. Do not fear when sometimes God calls us to serve him and bricks and stones might come our way. Do not fear when God engages us and takes us to another level and challenges us and comes into our life in a new and dynamic and challenging way. Do not fear, but let it be according to God's word. I will serve the Lord no matter what. Can we do that? Can we be the servants of God? And so the angel says to the shepherds, I bring you good news of great joy, glad tidings today, that for this day I'm bringing you the news that a Savior and another name is given, a title and a name from heaven to a child who is called Christ the Lord. The significance of that word, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Christos, an anointed one, has come, anointed of God. It is a title, but it is also his name. He shall be known as Jesus Christ, Yeshua Christos. Jehovah will redeem through the anointing of this servant, of this child, the servant king. And I bring you news of great joy, of glorious joy, that unto you a child is born. Unto you, where your life is, a child is given. A child is given to you to help you, to strengthen you, to encourage you, to put you on your feet, to lead you into greater depths of joy and celebration. And his name is Jesus Christ, the name given from heaven to a child. God will be with you, the Son of God, the Lamb of God has come. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Let us be encouraged today as we come to sing the end of our carol service. The singing's been beautiful today, by the way. Don't you love carol? You know what I love about Christmas is the in the pubs and on the streets and on the radio, wherever you turn it on, they're singing the songs of Zion. They're singing the words of the theology of Christ, God with us, Emmanuel. They are singing about a Savior who has come to save us from our sins. And we are celebrating that today as we close. Come, let's sing our closing carol.